Mad Marv's Notebook for August 21st, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. So this morning I saw the news that one of my favorite authors, Matt Dinneman, has got his Dungeon Crawler Carl series option to be turned into a TV series by Universal International Studios. They say that Seth MacFarlane and Chris Yost are attached to develop the TV series based on the book. And Dungeon Crawler Carl, especially within the last couple of years, has been, I guess, the bellwether of all the lit RPG novels, or all the series. It's been consistently at the top of the charts, at least in terms of word of mouth and, I guess, sales as well. It's still odd that it doesn't, you know, for all the fame it's gotten, the genre itself is still very much a niche thing. So the main premise of Dungeon Crawler Carl is it's a system apocalypse. The Earth gets turned into a dungeon by the system, and pretty much everybody's going to die. It's just a question of when. What was the elevator pitch of Dungeon Crawler Carl? It's a cross between The Running Man and the Hunger Games. The tagline of the series is, "The apocalypse will be televised." And yeah, it's, you know, that touchy-feely kind of warm, cuddly feeling as the world burns around you. That's the basic premise of the series, and it's very entertaining to watch, and or at least to read and listen to. I think at least half of the attraction of that series is the audiobook narrator. That's from Jeff Hayes. Yeah, Sound Booth Theater. Jeff has a very wide range of voices, and you could never, he'd almost, yeah, if you didn't know Jeff Hayes and all the work he's done before, he'd be surprised exactly how many of the voices he does, which is to say all of the ones from the first book. I don't really know if there's any in that first novel that he brought someone else in to just do a cameo or just a bit part, but he has a very wide range and depth of voice talent just in himself alone. And the story itself, man, Matt Dinneman as a writer, if you're familiar with Scott Sigler, yeah, Matt is much more of a sick fuck than Sigler is, hands down. I think Sigler, I don't think he would have admitted to it himself, but Sigler did read the first Dungeon Crawler Carl novel when he was on a panel with Matt last year at Dragon Con. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully the series does get made, and hopefully it turns out well. But that's going to be something I'm looking forward to in the next year or so. Anyway, that's enough for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.